This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I'm about to ask you what is, I guess, a somewhat personal question. What do you smell like? Are you a perfume person or a cologne person? A lot of people are. It's a $30 billion a year business, you know. But once you find your scent, how often do you really think about the people who make that scent smell like it smells? When I was in New York last month, I took a swing by Givaudan. It's a Swiss perfume company. I got a guided tour and a quick sniff of the business.
So hello, my name is Rodrigo Flores-Roux. I'm a vice president of creation in perfumery at Givaudan in the Fine Fragrance Studio in New York City.
Let's walk around a little while. Show me around.
I'll show you my office.
Okay, good.
A perfumer's life is a little bit busy.
Wow, yeah. Look at this. Is crazy. There are perfume bottles everywhere. This is like some boudoir exploded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I like magazines. I like art. I like fashion. I'm a museum goer.
Do you get ideas from that stuff?
Absolutely. I am also a very visual person.
So when you sit down to build a perfume, and that's probably not the right word, build.
Yeah, you can do it.
You
can say that. Yeah.
How do you do it? What's the first? I mean, you walk into your lab or whatever it is, and you say, "I'm going to build a perfume today." What do you do?
Well, you know, you think about a certain mixture of things. So, for example, I am going to do something that has to be very fresh and masculine. So I think about something that's going to be a little bit citrusy, but I want it to have tons of lavender because lavender is going to be my theme. So you choose one or two. You mix them in different amounts, etc., in order to create something that will be pleasing, will have signature, will have memorability, and hopefully it will, you know, not only make millions of dollars, but also it will also become signature and innovative. So let me show you, for example.
Wow.
So we have this database.
Do you have, so I'm looking, there's a list of how many are there, probably 40,
in this,
right?
This one, just, I have 47.
47, minutes. Okay.
So this system,
you write it up.
I write a formula, etc. I push send. Choom, and it goes to the lab. So then we're going to the lab. And this is where literally the magic happens.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, you will smell the best.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of smell.
There's a lot going on in here.
So.
Not unpleasant.
No, it's like, well, we also have to say something there. Not of only good, pleasant smells you make a good perfume. You can use horrifically stinky scents, but in the right amount, they add something. Well, think about a caper. A caper doesn't taste particularly nice.
But when you put it
with a stingray and then with a little bit of wine and you put pepper and a touch of garlic, garlic is not particularly good either.
I need you to come cook for me. The hell with this fragrance thing. Come make me dinner.
Well, actually, I don't cook at all. But anyway, you see, we're surrounded by bottles here. Each bottle contains a raw material that smells very specific and smells very different from the one next to it. They are in alphabetical order, and they're basically 30% of them are natural, 70% of them are synthetic.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and guess that this is a completely cutthroat.
Go for it.
Completely cutthroat business.
I like that.
Right?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. We are sharks. We are, you know, Godzillas, and we want to crush the competition, and actually sometimes we get crushed.
How does it work, though? Do designers come to you,
or do you
go pitch them? I mean, how does the process work?
Well, a little bit of that, but mostly the brands, the designers, come to the houses and said, I want to launch a perfume for women for 2000, and now we're working for 2017 now.
Wow, already?
And even further. But what happens is that this house, or the owner of the license of this house, went to other companies just like Givaudan. So we are briefed at the same time in a competitive way. And a lot of people die in the process. Some others, you know, stay, etc. And only one wins. I do have to say, it's very, very sad because you put your life there and then you're not chosen. And guess what? You do not get paid. So it's a business model that is very strange, and it's a little bit sadomasochistic, but that's the way it is. And cutthroat.
Do you wear a single fragrance every day, or do you switch back?
Well, I don't wear perfume at work.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Right? That's
I don't, and actually, you know, if you do it, you're kind of frowned upon. So, but when I go out, yes, I'm a heavy doser. Empty the bottle.
No,
please.
Come on. What about that whole spray it into the air and then walk
through
it?
That's a waste of money. I totally discourage. I want people to wear perfume and to own it and to express themselves through perfume. Putting it in the air is a waste of money. You might as well not wear it.
All right, make me a recommendation then for a fragrance for me. As you can see, I'm not a very stylish fashionable.
Well, you know,
kind of
it's
guy.
Kind of unfair because I'm completely going to tell you to wear something that I made.
That's fine.
Okay, so I will recommend you to go to a department store and smell John Varvatos Artisan.
Artisan.
It's a very citrusy perfume. It represents a memory of my childhood because I wanted to reproduce the smell of a piñata breaking and all the fruit and the mandarin crashing on the floor. So that for me is a party. That for me is Christmas, etc. And that is what Artisan is. So the smell of the piñata in Mexico, I'm asking you to go and take a look at it.
I love that. That is fabulous.
That was Rodrigo Flores Rue. He is the head scent guy at Givaudan. And just because you know I had to, went out this morning, bought myself some of that Artisan by John Varvatos stuff, doused myself in it as he told me to, and then took a quick spin around Marketplace World headquarters. Here's what some of that sounded like.
Okay, I need you to come smell me.
Oh, yeah, that's quite fresh. I like that.
Yeah,
I wear that.
I don't think Kai Rizdal citrus.
That is kind of fruity.
It's good for spring and summer.
I'm there. Do you think it's me? From what you know of me professionally?
I've never thought about what scent you both professionally.
Let's just say it was not universally liked. We've got a video of that whole thing. It'll take you about 4 or 5 minutes. It's on our website, marketplace.org.